This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, of course, there are protesting eruptions going on all over airports all over the United States. Front page of the Wall Street Journal today says, immigration order sows chaos. Protest grows. Now, I get it. You're protesting. You have the right to protest. You can do whatever you want. Why are you going to the airport and protesting? I mean, really? I saw this all over the weekend. By the way, there were, 325,000 people that traveled in one day to the United States. 109 were detained at the airport, questioned, and then they went on their way. It was really no big deal. Okay? And basically the whole deal is over now. But you wouldn't know that by the media and how they're portraying the story. They're going to, today you will see on the news, you'll see, that there are camera crews live at airports all over the country. This growing protest over what President Trump has done. But where were the protests when Obama attacked Libya? The war that caused the refugee crisis. Where were the protests for that? There was no protests. The left supported it. The left supported attacking Libya, overthrowing the government of Libya, killing Gaddafi, a longtime ally of the United States. I mean, sure, we had had problems with Gaddafi back in the 80s, but he had come to be a member of the world community. Where was the protest? Where was the outrage when Obama attacked Libya? By the way, that's what caused the refugee crisis, okay? That's what made all these refugees stream across the Mediterranean into Turkey and Italy, Germany. That's really kind of what set it off, FYI. Truth be told. But, of course, the media won't tell you that. And the left didn't protest. In fact, they all supported it. And where were the protests when Obama and Hillary armed jihadists in Syria? A civil war that, of course, exasperated the refugee crisis. You said nothing. You people on the left said nothing. The very same protesters that are gathered around airports all over the country, you said nothing. You said nothing. You said nothing when we attacked Libya. You said nothing when we armed jihadists in Syria. Oh, yeah, because that was, I guess, a good idea to, you know, support the moderate rebels that only moderately cut your head off. You said nothing. Where were the protests when Obama banned Iraqi refugees not once, but twice? The amount of time that Trump did. Huh? Where were you? You didn't even know about it. You didn't know about it because your head was stuck in your phone. Okay, checking your Facebook feed at the traffic light. You didn't even know it. Did you protest when Obama dropped hundreds of thousands of bombs on Muslim countries? Were you appalled by that? No. You said nothing. In fact, you all supported it. You supported it because, what, he was your guy? What happened to, honestly, what happened to the left? What happened to the left? You create protests. You're outraged. These social justice warriors are always out protesting and outraged. It's constant outrage by these people. This faux outrage. And don't even get me started on celebrities, because I can't even watch anything anymore. Really. I can't watch a movie anymore, or a TV show anymore, without some idiot liberal being on there that I've seen, like, at some protest, or voicing their opinion about some such other stupidity and nonsense. Shut your pie hole! Why do you want to alienate everyone? Why? I don't understand. And now you got like Howard Schultz from Starbucks, the CEO of Starbucks, says that he's gonna hire 10,000 refugees now for Starbucks. Because of course, you know, there are Americans that you know, don't need those jobs. Let's give them to a Syrian immigrant. Okay? A refugee. Oh, and you've heard this one? Steve Jobs was a Syrian refugee. No, he wasn't a Syrian refugee, okay? He was actually given up for adoption by... his parents, who were, I guess one of them was a Syrian. I think his mother was a Syrian or his father. Anyway, he was given up for adoption. He was raised in America by some loving parents that adopted him and raised him. But, you know, we're supposed to believe that he was a Syrian refugee, too. And, what would have happened if we banned Steve Jobs from coming here? Well, then maybe you wouldn't be looking at your phone right now and bumping into things and being an idiot. Where was the outrage when Obama did exactly the same thing? Where was the outrage when we were overthrowing governments? Where was the outrage when Obama was dropping bombs and droning? These same people. No outrage. Nope. We'll be right back.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your... Edward Woodson Show.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, you should give up a spotlight. I see something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fat is caught the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. What we have is a case of selective outrage and also a certain amount of cognitive dissonance and selective memory. Really. That's what we have now. I want to play this for you. Here's a little flashback. Here is Slick Willie. I want to play this for you. This is President Clinton. I want you to listen to this.
All Americans.
Okay, wait a minute. For whatever reason, I'm having problems playing this. I hate the internet. Okay, wait a minute. Anyway, I want to just set this up for you. This is Clinton. When he called for securing the border, increasing deportations, and banning the hiring of illegals. Yeah. But there was no outrage then. No. You know why there was no outrage? Tell you why there was no outrage. Because it made sense. That's why there was no outrage. All right, let me see if I can get this. Let me see if I can get this play here. And if not, I'll just have to read you the text, which I do have. Okay.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
Illegal aliens?
The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Crazy, huh? Yeah. It's Slick Willie. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Where was the outrage for that? Where's the outrage? No, you know why people are outraged? Because it just, it made sense. It made sense. Here's another thing. Where's the outrage, by the way? And by the way, this just happened. Where was the outrage when Obama blocked Cubans from coming in? Huh? Where was the outrage? I mean, the hypocrisy is amazing here. Okay? Nobody complained a couple weeks ago when Barack Obama ended the nation's asylum program for Cubans just days before leaving office. I mean, it really is amazing, the double standard and the hypocrisy. By those who are offended by this executive order, by this president, but who failed to be outraged by Mr. Obama when he took actually the same, or I could say similar, action against Cuban refugees. Especially since Mr. Obama did that because he was trying to appease the Castro regime. And it had nothing to do with national security reasons at all. That's right. Mr. Obama, on January 12th, ended the nation's wet foot, dry foot policy, which for the past two decades has allowed Cubans to remain legally in the United States if they were able to set foot on U.S. land. The Cuban government had been seeking to end the policy. And as part of this effort to renew diplomatic and economic ties with Cuba, which, by the way, they're still controlled by a dictatorship, there was no outrage. Where's the outrage? No outrage. No outrage. Nobody cares. I guess because it's Cubans. All of a sudden now. All of a sudden now. Everyone is so concerned. And you hear people saying, well, we're all Muslim now. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not all Muslims now. And then the people that keep talking about how, well, this is illegal. It's not going to stand legal scrutiny. But yes, it is, idiots. All these people that aren't lawyers. It always kills me. You know, the media, all of a sudden they become experts in the law. Go to law school. Take the bar and then tell me your legal opinion. Because the law is very, very clear here. And I love the media for pointing out that, Saudi Arabia's not on the list and Pakistan's not on the list. And the response from Trump administration is, you're right. Maybe we'll have to add them too. But how come the outrage now and never the outrage before? It just tells me that you didn't care. The reason why the outrage now is because you hate Trump. That's the only reason why you're outraged. You were never outraged before about anything Obama did. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. George Washington University constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley was on MSNBC's Morning Joe to give his opinion of the legality of President Trump's hold on people entering the U.S. And let me just say this. Jonathan Turley is considered the foremost authority in constitutional law, and he's a big liberal. I just wanted to add that. Listen to his analysis of this temporary ban going on. He basically said that. The Supreme Court is not going to do anything about this. In fact, the law is clearly on the side of Donald Trump. There is, in fact, precedent for this. And he said that any challenges would basically...
sort through here, Jonathan. Let's first of all talk about the overall order, and obviously there are going to be a lot of challenges and a lot are going to succeed. But let's first of all talk about the religious test. And then also talk about, was it the 1965 Act that said you can't discriminate against an immigrant based on their country of origin, right?
Right. I mean, the thing that you have to start with is putting aside the merits of this, and there's plenty of reasons to object. I don't think that this was a good idea. I think it was a terrible mistake.
Right.
But legally, that doesn't factor into the question is into the dynamic here. The question is, does the president have authority to restrict entry at the border? And president's power is at its zenith at the border. The courts have historically given great deference to the president. He has the advantage here. Putting aside all these objections, historically presidents have been allowed to do very similar things. In fact, President Obama just last year told the Supreme Court, courts should not second-guess presidents on immigration, national security.
Well, and the president himself had the White House said, had a ban in Iraq. When was that?
2011.
That's
right.
6 months. So will the Trump administration use that as...
They have a lot to use. People, I think, have been underestimating the precedent here that can be marshaled by the Trump administration. He has the advantage on the law because the Supreme Court has recognized this type of plenary authority in a president to control these borders. And a court will not view this as a Muslim ban. At least I don't expect them to.
Well, and again, if you have 7 of 50 Muslims... I do think, and I thought from the beginning, they don't have a winning legal case there. What about, though, the nation of origin, though? You can't discriminate against immigrants. I think it was, what was it? LBJ signed it in 65, I think.
Yeah.
Is there a possible win there?
That certainly gives you some good groundwork to make a challenge, but is it determinative? Will it ultimately overcome a president's inherent authority? Probably not. Presidents historically have said that these regions or these areas are matters of concern. The president here is saying, I want to freeze refugee entries until we can have a better vetting process. What you're asking a federal judge to do is to substitute his or her judgment for a president
and saying it's a national security matter. Do that, will they?
They will not.
Is it a rational standard if there's a rational reason?
The standard is very, very low. When you take a look at, you know, there was a case in the 70s in which a Marxist was kept from coming into the country. In my view, it was a terrible decision. He was being kept out because he didn't like his views. The Supreme Court still upheld that decision and established, while it did establish that the courts could review these types of questions, the standard was very, very low as to whether the president could state an articulable or bona fide reason. He has. You could disagree with it. But he has done that.
So it sounds like your opinion right now is that the courts will uphold the overall order.
Yeah, exactly. There is legal precedent for this. There's nothing that there's no legal challenge. And let me just say this. Because going forward, I just want people to understand something, right? And this is important to note, to understand that all these people talking about legal challenges and how de Blasio is going to sue and it's not going to work. It's going to be a waste of money. And I keep hearing from the left. I heard this over the weekend. And I know you've heard this. Where I've heard Democrats say this and the left say, well, you know, it's really important for us to try to get along now. No, it's not. I don't want to get along with you. I keep hearing this from the left. It's very important. People want us to go to Washington to get things done. Well, no, we're getting things done, all right. We're just not getting them done with you. Because you never wanted to get things done before. Right? Now you want to get along? Now you want to get things done? There should be bipartisan support. No, there shouldn't be. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. I remember when Barack Obama said elections have consequences. I'm old enough to remember that. Elections have consequences. And these are the consequences. Oh, we're getting a lot done. We're getting a lot done without you. We don't need you. So stop saying, oh, you know, it's really important for us to try to get along and bring the country together. No. I don't want to get along with you. I don't want the country to come together. Because half the country, you're nuts. You got people in California that want to secede from the union. By all means, please. And then you've got Hollywood liberals talking about how they're thinking about instituting a boycott for all their movies. Really? Honestly, is that what you think you're going to do? These people live in such bubbles. They really do. It's just this vacuum that they live in. Really? Do you really, really, really? I mean, you must obviously believe that. So you're going to boycott? What? What are you going to boycott? Because I've also heard that some of the media, the Washington Press Corps, has talked about how they're going to boycott Trump. Have at it. The boycott only works when people care. If nobody cares, the boycott doesn't work. What? You're going to talk amongst yourselves? Boycott what? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming
Redeemer, full of conscience.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. The drummer get wicked. The crew to you to push the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favorite system, Rolo. Never be a puzzle like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Razor Blazer, brain and trainer.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So Ashton Kutcher last night opened the Screen Actors Guild Awards with a shot at Trump's executive orders. Because, you know, it's cool to trash Trump. And, you know, it went on from there. You had Ashton Kutcher taking a shot at Trump. You had Julia Louise Dreyfus taking a shot at Trump. You had basically all these quote-unquote celebrities all taking shots at Trump. Because, you know, it's cool, man. It's cool. Take a shot at Trump. Because that makes you cool. Makes you part of the cool kids club if you do that, right? Yeah. Do they not understand that Hollywood is dying? Do they not get that? That nobody's paying any attention to you guys? That you're just talking to yourselves?
Good evening, fellow SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America.
Yeah. Oh, God. They're so cool, man. Really. They're just so cool. I mean, someday I want to be like Ashton Kutcher. I mean, what, honestly, what's Ashton Kutcher done besides that 70s show? Honestly, can you tell me anything the guy's done? I can't recall him doing anything. just a thought. Stop alienating everyone else. They're so horrified. They're so horrified that Trump is the president. Do they not get it? Here's Julia Louise Dreyfus. She was Elaine on Seinfeld. Remember that? And then she's had a couple other shows, which I've never seen, by the way. But she says she's horrified. Horrified. By Trump. Because he's un-American. Oh, and she's the daughter of an immigrant. This is what I don't understand from these people. You know, I'm the son of an immigrant. But my mother came over here legally. Legally. She came to this country legally. And she assimilated to this country. Like, nobody's talking about that we don't want immigrants in this country. Like, when you paint this whole thing as a broad stroke of this broad brush of you know, we want to not allow immigrants into our country. No. We just want you to come here legally. The reason why people come here to this country is because it's a nation of laws. Because in the countries that they live, there are no laws. So they want to come here. I don't understand. You know, again, it's part of this bizarro world. I just don't understand that you're like championing breaking the law. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I mean, we've always been a country of immigrants. I get it. But we've always been a country of legal immigration. Where did that go wrong here? Where now, if you call for someone to follow the law, you are ostracized. I mean, it's, again, part of this bizarro world that the left has brought us. Like, you know, you can't ask for somebody's ID. You can ask for an ID for everything else. I mean, you can't even go to any, like, you can't even go to any, like, buildings now. In major cities. If you go to any corporate building, they will stop you at the door. Security will stop you and ask for an ID. Or they'll ask you for your name and can you please sign in? Can you show me an ID? Is that racist? If you want to board a plane, you have to show an ID. You want to buy alcohol, you got to show an ID. You want to rent a car, you got to show an ID. But yet if you vote and you're asked to show ID, that's somehow, it's racist. And if you say that I think we should follow the law, then that makes you a xenophobe. What happened? This is why Trump won. It's exactly why Trump won. Because people are sick and tired of this nonsense, social justice nonsense. And that's why the Democrats will continue to lose elections. Because it's what Trump talks about. It's the forgotten man. The forgotten man was forgotten by the Democrat Party. You see, because the Democrat Party was more concerned about social justice. And the reason why I bring this up is because this is where we're at now. Or I should say, this is where we have been. But thank God we ended this. It's like these people think, the left thinks that, well, nobody really voted for Trump. You know, she lost he lost the popular vote. You know that, right? And she won the popular vote. And, you know, it was Russia. And it was Comey. And she would have won, you know, if we, you know, counted the popular vote, and if we completely changed the system, then you know, she would have won. Yeah. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.